Hi everyone, welcome to the show. We're live from the, it won't be live by the time you listen to this, but we are recording live in the team car, the Fendrian team car, for the website, fendrian.eu. That's F-E-N-D-R-I-E-N.eu. Good show this week in the offing. Well, I hope. Couple of big things, really. We've got a review of the season of Team Sky, even though we are a podcast with a new promote local hashtag. We are, of course, always keen to keep an eye on what's happening in the big pro cycling. So we'll be covering that. And we've also got our first partnership to announce for next year. We've got two or three that we're pretty much over the line with, where we are looking to promote local, of course, because despite being a website that talks about cycling and the cycling culture, we are, you know, extensively focused on the local cycling culture, and that doesn't mean that we shouldn't promote local charities, causes, organisations, that kind of thing. So that's what we that's what we'll be looking to do, and that's where our first partnership has come in. So for 2017, our kit will be bearing the logo of the Fenland Trust. So massive thanks to them for wanting to get involved. Fantastic opportunity for us and them. I know they were, they are partnering with a lot of local organisations. The Yaxley Rugby Club, for example. So it's good for us to get a logo on our kit. And obviously there's a lot of good work that they're looking to do in terms of visitors centres across the Fenland area, things that ultimately will benefit us as cyclists. So it's a fantastic fantastic arrangement, and massive thanks to them for that. So one down. Hopefully we might even be able to speak about another partner even in the next week or so, you know, by this time next week. So yeah, massive thanks to them for that. It's nice to see things starting to develop, starting to progress on the Fendrian front. So, you know, when we started this journey a year or so ago, we weren't sure if we were a website or a podcast or both, or a cycling team or any of those kind of things. Now we seem to be little bits of both, and hopefully we're doing little bits of both in a reasonable and effective way. I'm sure you'll soon take to social media to tell us if we thought. So yeah, cycling wise, not a great amount happening. You know, we're deep into that off season. Most of the big transfers have been revealed and announced, and of course we will talk about some of those in an upcoming week. In fact, kind of, all right, there was the Giro d'Italia route for the 100th Giro. That was a reasonably exciting reveal, because it's covering a hell of a lot of Italy and surrounding islands. But to show you how modern cycling has gone, probably the news that got the most response on the internet in the last week has been the new Team Sky kit. They've moved from Rafa, expensive, to Castelli, equally as expensive. Not really changed the kit too much, to be honest. It's still black and sky blue, with sky written in white on various parts. There are some sort of like graduated sort of lines around the middle of different colours, widths and stuff like that. It doesn't look unlike, for those of you in the local Peterborough area, it doesn't look unlike the Bristow shop kit. But obviously where theirs is yellow, black and yellow, the Bristow's one, that is, the Sky one is black and blue. So if you've got a Bristow's kit, then you are obviously ahead of the game. So well done to you for that. And it kind of got me thinking that maybe as Team Sky are a polarising organisation, you know, at the moment they're in everyone's thoughts for therapeutic use exemption forms, and whether or not Bradley Wiggins was pushing those boundaries to win the Tour de France in 2012. I thought, okay, scrap that. Let's just take a look at their season in isolation of this year and see what we think, really. Because I kind of overall, I wonder whether the people that British Cycling, and you know, many of you like me will pay a British Cycling membership, and you kind of almost accept maybe that some of that membership indirectly goes towards Sky. So you've kind of got an investment, you know, when you buy your racing license, you've kind of got an investment in Team Sky. in an indirect sort of way, of course. So how would I, as a shareholder, that's a very tenuous link, but you can see where I'm going, why would I, as a shareholder, how would I feel about the year? And I have to say, I'd feel kind of, probably on a par with what I expected, but certainly not massively greater. And let me tell you why I think that. At the start of the year, Imperius, Geraint Thomas in the short stage races, and it almost looked like he was going to cement that particular reputation he'd gained in the previous Tour de France for possibly being a contender. They didn't seem to be missing Richie Porte. And then actually, at the start of the year, they finally nailed one of the classics, one of the monuments. And I think everyone had sort of assumed that when Team Sky broke their big classic duck, it would be in Roubaix or Flanders. The fact that it was in Liège is actually kind of a surprise. But the way that, and I've rewatched it in the last week or so, the way Walt Powell's kind of almost played the I'm too tired card in that breakaway, it was actually really, really good. It was probably, for me, one of the best wins of the season, because he played the breakaway, he played Michael Albasini a treat. He buried himself thinking that if he could get them to the last corner, he'd still have enough to outsprint them, and he didn't. Powell's had kept enough in the reserve tank. So for that, you know, you kind of get to that end of April, and it was a terrible Liège, you know, snow and horrible, horrible weather. So, you know, an epic event, one that will be remembered for years to come, and Sky nailed it, and you thought, brilliant, here we go. Then Landa kind of, Mikel Landa had a terrible, terrible Giro, and I suppose you could say, well, okay, that freed them up for quite a few sort of attacks and attempts at stage wins and things, and yeah, okay, maybe they rode that Giro with a bit more freedom because they didn't have a GC leader. They got through the Giro probably more than anything. Not a massively successful national championships across Europe for them, and then the Tour de France where, to be honest, I think, you know, okay, Froome changed his approach. He became this attacking rider on the flat and on the descents. He won the Tour fairly easily, certainly compared even to last year, where he had to dig deep on the Alpe d'Huez to keep the yellow jersey. So, you know, people might look at that Tour and just go, yeah, okay, I expect Team Sky to win the Tour. And I'm not saying that's right, but I'm saying maybe that's the approach people have. Which then kind of led us to the Summer Classics. Anonymous-ish. And the thing that probably they'll be marked out the most for was the epic collapse of the whole team in the Vuelta, where 100k's from the finish of a stage, they managed to get completely isolated. And it's not like you don't expect Alberto Contador to do something. You know, he'd lost time in the mountains. You would expect him to do something maverickish. And he did. And, you know, Quintana and a few others were awake to it. Sky weren't. They came out with their usual, at the moment, PR kind of bluster of saying there was a crash when no one else had seen it. You know, contradicting stories and not actually fessing up and saying, yeah, tactically, we got this one completely wrong. We assumed that such a big breakaway, such a long way from the finish, other teams would want to bring it back. But in reality, the other teams kind of looked for Sky and they didn't really have riders in the second group. So, So overall, I'm going to give them... I'm going to give them 7 out of 10. They've won the Tour de France, but then they quite often do. They broke their classics duck, so, you know, I'm fantastically impressed with that. But beyond that, still sometimes it's hard to warp to them and their approach, and we shall see in the next year or so. Certainly with some of the signings they've looked to have made, Diego Rose is a very attacking rider, but then so was Landa before he joined Sky. You know, Koenig's gone out, Andy Fenn's gone out, but then, you know, the little climber Kelly Ellison's gone in. But will they let him, you know, off the leash and let him go for attacks? So it's going to be an interesting year for Team Sky. It certainly won't go above 7 out of 10 for them this year. And certainly next week we might, depending on whether we can announce another partner or not, we may well have a look at one of the other big teams. So, yeah, the 10 minutes has rolled round yet again really quickly. And yeah, it just ends for me to say thank you very much for listening. Follow us on the internet and on Facebook and Twitter, and tell your friends. Thanks very much for listening, and see you again next time. Bye bye.